Thank you so much this morning for all you who have stood up and said things you were thankful for. I thought I was only going to be the only one, and to hear everybody say things that God is actually doing in their lives, I am so grateful to hear that. So often we think sometimes we get our little lives, we get so engrossed in it, and we think that nothing else is happening, but when I hear people share and say things that matter to them, I was very blessed this morning. This morning, I don't consider this a message by me. I consider this more a testimony this morning. I know our time is short, but as we think of Thanksgiving, I thought I would, I only got three pages. I don't have five or six that I usually do. Thanksgiving, the definition in Hebrew, is this funny little word called todah, pronounced or written out T-O-W-D-A-H, todah. It means confession, praise, and offering. That's what it says altogether. That's what the Hebrew meaning means. When we offer God our praises and acknowledge to Him that He is the giver of all good gifts. Interesting word for me. The Bible is full of things that say talk about Thanksgiving. 1 Thessalonians 5:18 always stands out to me. It's the very end of the passage, and it goes says this, "Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. In everything, give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." And he uses that lovely little word, in everything. In everything, be grateful. And I don't know whether we can always say that. When I heard, Len, you talk about the struggles you went through, were you grateful at all those times? But God asks us to be. In all things, we are to go and be grateful for God for all those things. Philippians 4, 6, and 7 says, "Do not be anxious for anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understandings, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." Again, it asks you to do it with thanksgiving. Even the petitions, even when you come before God and ask Him of something, you're to ask with thanksgiving in your heart. Psalms is full of it. All kinds of different references to thanksgiving. Psalms 95, 1 to 3. "Oh, come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come into His presence with thanksgiving. Let us make a joyful noise to Him with songs of praise. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods." To come with thanksgiving. Psalm 100, verse 4, "Enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him and praise His name." Thanksgiving. It's an attitude. It is how you present yourself before God. This morning, if I had to give you a title for what my sermon would be, I would call it Thanksgiving, dot, 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 in a few words. And literally a few words. I have three quick points I'd like to share with you. The first point has one word. The second point has three words. The third point has five words. Thanksgiving in a few words. First one you'll find, if you have your Bibles with me, you can turn to Matthew chapter 8. I'll read it for you. Matthew chapter 8, verses 28 to 34. It's a story that we're quite familiar with, but I'll quickly read it for you. And it says, "And when he had come to the other side into the country of the Gadarenes, two men who were demon-possessed met him as they were coming out of the tombs. They were so exceedingly violent that nobody could pass by that road. And behold, they cried out, saying, 'What do you have to do with you? What do we have to do with you, Son of God? Have you come here to torment us before the time?' Now there was at a distance from them a herd of many swine feeding, and the demons began to entreat him, being Jesus, saying, 'If you are going to cast us out, send us into that herd of swines.' And Jesus said to them," my one word, "Be gone. Be gone. And they came out and went into the swine, and behold, the whole herd rushed down the steep bank into the sea, perished in the waters. And the herdsmen ran away, went to the city, and reported everything, including the incident of the demoniacs. Why would I be thankful for that? Well, very simply, we recognize Christ as our Lord and Savior. We recognize Him. We know He is God. That's why we've assembled here today. Interestingly enough, the evil one, the demons, those who are of the possessed side, they too recognize our Lord and our Savior. They recognize Him. He was at a distance, and they saw Him. And they already were cowering and scared and frightened because they knew the power that was coming at them. And the only thing God could give him, Jesus gave him one word. That was how little he needed to say. And he used the word, "Be gone." Thanksgiving in a few words. I worship a Lord who's all powerful. I worship a God who has so much strength we do not even understand the power we have access to. That's my first point. Number two, turn with me to Mark chapter 4 if you'd like. Mark chapter 4, verses 35 to 40. If I can find it, where am I? There I am. And on that day when evening had come, he said to them, "Let us go over to the other side." And leaving the multitude, they took him along with him, just as he was, in the boat. And other boats were with him. And there arose a fierce gale of wind, and the waves were breaking over the boat, so much that the boat was already filling up. And he himself was in the stern, asleep on the cushion. And they awoke him and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" And being aroused, he rebuked the wind, and he said to them, three words, "Peace, be still." And the wind died down and became perfectly calm. And he said to them, "Why are you so timid? How is it that you have no faith?" And they became very much afraid and said to one another, "Who then is this that even the wind and the sea obey him?" Three little words, hush. Mine says hush. Most of it says peace, be still. The past couple of weeks, we've been aware in the news, if you've been following Hurricane Helene, Hurricane Milton, we see storms of a magnitude that's something that we can't even understand, that they can be so great, so powerful, so amazing. In the Gulf of Mexico, Hurricane Milton went from a tropical depression to a Category 4 hurricane in 24 hours. Almost unheard of. Within 36 hours, it was at a Category 5. Sustained winds of over 200 kilometers or 245 kilometers an hour. If it would have hit Florida with that strength, it would have literally destroyed everything. And yet, the websites we were following, when we thought about the things that were going on, people were saying, "We need to start praying." And I followed more and more of them. Pretty soon, people were going, "Pray. Pray against it." And pretty soon, the words that kept coming up was, "Peace, be still." And they kept showing up on my phone. And I realized at a moment like that, why can't we pray? If God Himself, if Jesus can be sitting in a boat and put His hand up and say, "Peace, be still," why can't we ask in the name of Jesus for that same thing? Well, guess what happened to Milton? Came in at a Category 2, very low 3. The destruction was so much less than what it is. People can say, "Hey, that's a coincidence." That's fine. I still believe in prayer. So when we take a look at the storms of life, the things that we struggle with, how often do we stop and say, as God does, "Peace, be still"? One of the more powerful things that actually says, "Be still and know that I am God." In the struggles we have, in the joys we have, the idea that we stop and become quiet before God. And for that, I'm thankful. Number three, John 14, 1 to 4. If you want to follow with me, you can do this one too as well. John 14, 1 to 4. John writes, he says, "Let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many dwelling places. If it were not so, I would have told you. For I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And you know the way where I am going." Philippians 3 verses 20 also says, "For our citizenship is in heaven, from which also we eagerly wait for the Savior, for the Lord Jesus Christ." Why do I share five words with you this morning? Here's the difficult part for me today. Colton would be 34 years old today. It's his birthday. One of the last words he ever said to any of us, and it was to Laurel specifically while he was in ICU, were five words. The five words were, "I want to go home." Laurel asked him as he was agitated and struggling on his cot, "Where do you want to go? Do you want to go back to Ronald McDonald House? We're living there." He said, "No, I want to go home." So he said, "Is it Rosemary?" "No, I want to go home." And in those five amazing words, and it only struck me this week how powerful those words were. Those words said that in the state that he was and in the struggle he had gone through, God still put that homing device inside him that gave him a direction that was, "I need to go home." And that home was that eternal rest that every one of us want, every one of us pray for. Five little words that said, "I have never given up on my faith." Five little words that said, "I know where I need to go." And when I think of these little words, this God who cares for us in this amazing way, he's a God who we can recognize. He is an all-powerful God. He's a God that the evil one cowers in front of. This God who controls and has dominion over everything, if it's the weather, if it's whatever goes on in life. This is the same God who provides us an escape from our shortcomings, from our sins. And this same God, our Creator and Redeemer, has gone ahead of us to prepare a place that can only be described as home. And for that, I am grateful. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for this morning. Thank you for all you've provided for us, Lord. Thank you for being an all-powerful God. Thank you, Lord, for being with us in the storms of life and for the struggles we go through. Thank you that you have a place for us. We praise you in the name of Jesus. Amen.